We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
CP the Fanagize is on the line right this moment. CP? Oh, boy. Here we go. CP the Fanagize.
Loud and clear, Max.
Loud and clear. Now you got it.
You got to sell those lackeys from Connecticut School of Broadcasting and get it together. You know, I got the basement set up over here. You guys are back by the mouse and still can't get it right. You guys offended poor Ali from Northern Virginia, calling him Lee from Georgia. You guys got to get it together,
that's
man. What's going on?
Listen, I got to tell you, Brendan Raj, I'm on CP's side with this one. Now, CP, what's with the pocket square of the handkerchief? Come on, dude.
Listen. Like I told you, Max, I would be the best dressed man in Bristol. I don't even work for the company, and I'm boosting your ratings right now.
You got to take the thing out of the pocket already.
Right now.
It's very local yokel trying too hard. What are you doing?
This is orange and blue class. Orange and blue skies. Number 4 seed in the East.
Talk off air. I'm going to help you out. Listen. I just got something, CP. I'm just going to blow off what we were about to talk about. I got something.
Yeah.
That Raj forwarded me from NBC Sports. I just want to read it to you. I'm just going to read something to you. I'm not reporting or anything. I'm just reading it to you. Rumor. LeBron wanted to sign with the Knicks, but wife preferred Los Angeles. Now you're stuck on a second-round treadmill. If you're lucky, CP, if you're lucky, you're going to be stuck on a second round. You're hoping to get to the second round. What do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say? I don't care about that. I don't care about shoulda, coulda, wouldas, Max. The bottom line is this. When I started this show, we were the 4th seed in the East. You asked me who cares. I said everybody cares, including ESPN. The Knicks have sold out game 1 and 2 of the playoffs. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, you have James Harden standing outside on a corner on Fulton Street begging Nets fans to come to the game. You know, it's like the tax guys wearing the Statue of Liberty uniform flipping the sign. You got James Harden hocking buy one, get one, because nobody
cares. With big
cares.
Fingers pointed toward Barclay.
Yes, that's exactly right, Max. That's exactly right.
Buy one, get one free tickets to the Nets. You're not lying. Yeah. It's not going to be that way next year after the Knicks get flame out in the second round if they're lucky and the Nets stomp to a chip. It'll change. But you're right. Right now, that's not the case yet. Now, look, I see what Nate McMillan did, CP the Fanagize, Knicks Fan TV. I see what Nate McMillan did. I thought it was smart. Yeah. Look, it's not that the league is sitting there twirling their mustache, Adam Silver's ethics are compromised, something, nothing like that. But in every business, you have incentives. New York is a market twice the size of the second biggest market, literally twice the size of L.A., 20 million to 10 million, right, in that market. And when those fans are alienated, as they've been for many years, to be honest, like in terms of their overall interest in the NBA, because the home team has no chance, you're alienating an enormous number of fans. And a lot of transplants even. It's even bigger than 20 million because they're all over the country, all over the world, right? And so it is in the business interest of the NBA for the Knicks to be good. That doesn't mean Adam Silver tries to make them good or tells the refs to take it easy or anything like that. But it's funny the way incentives shape behavior, right? And so Nate McMillan, I thought, who doesn't have a contract, by the way, after this year, he knows what it is when he opens his mouth. He knows it's going to cost him 25 G's. And he felt it was worth it to say, box the refs a little. You know, now, if the Knicks go to the free throw line twice as much as the Hawks, he can come out and spend another 25 G's at a press conference and say, this is what I was worried about. What do you think of what – well, listen, do we have the Nate McMillan sound? Listen to Nate and then respond.
The league wants this. They need this. You know, a New York, you know, this is a big market, and it's a big market for the league. And New York has been out of the playoffs for a number of years. And, you know, this is a team that our league, you know, they want to see. You know, there's a huge fan base. They want to see New York in the playoffs.
What do you think, CP?
Oh, they should have played the violin as a background music for him. Sour grapes, Max. Listen, all Nate McMillan is trying to do, he's been a savvy NBA veteran, a great NBA coach. He's trying to politic for his point guard and Trae Young so that he gets the benefit of the whistle. Trae Young is leading the league, at the top of the league in free throw attempts. Hawks at the top of the league in free throw attempts. Trae Young has been flopping around. Nate McMillan knows that the NBA is reviewing how Trae Young has been drawing fouls as they go into the playoffs. We know that the playoffs is a much more physical game, very much demanding. So he's trying to appeal and make sure that his guys are getting the calls. I don't think the referees are going to be biased towards the Knicks because the league needs that. Of course it's good for the league that the Knicks are in.
Your analysis is right on the money, but it's smart. Yeah. This is what Phil Jackson used to do. When I used to be a Knicks fan, before Jim Dolan ran them into the ground and then put his heel on them and smushed them down into the ground as he's having Charles Oakley arrested and fans thrown out of the garden for no reason. Before all that, when I was a...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Man, I remember Phil Jackson would sit up there at the press conference, and don't forget, he had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Horace Grant, and later on Dennis Rodman, a much better team than the Knicks. And he would, but the Knicks would give him a tough fight, and he would say things like, "The NBA basketball is a game of beauty and grace. It's not a game." And he would like really set the table in case the Knicks got physical, which was their only shot, for the refs to be on high alert for it. And it was smart. Nate McMillan is smart. This is going to be a tough series, CP.
Listen, I spoke to the X-Man, Xavier McDaniel, about that during when they played the Last Dance. I had the X-Man on, and we talked about that because the Knicks took the Bulls to 7 games in that 92 series, and he talked about how much, you know, Phil Jackson would appeal to the refs and complain about the Knicks, you know, bullying the Bulls out there in the court. And so it works. It's certainly some mind games, and it works, and I think that's what Nate McMillan was doing here for Trae Young and his team.
CP the Franchise, the one and only on Knicks Fan TV on the Goodyear Hotline. I mean, I'm just going to just put you up on
best dressed man
on a little game.
I'm going to work with you, Max, on the wardrobe game. I'll work with
see,
you.
See, this is what everyone does. It's a mistake everyone makes. You know, everyone gets on me. Oh, Max, you wear the same thing every time. Right. You keep everything to charcoal, dark blue, navy blue, occasionally black, but never have them remember what you wore. Should be clean, should look good. But with everyone's things in the pocket squares and the things and the – it's all compensation. Right? You don't want the – that's not what it's about. It's about you got the goods. CP's got 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Like, I'll give it to you. I recognize the game recognized game. So I see it in you. You remind me of me when I was living in my mother's basement. No, I never lived in my mother's basement. But still.
Me neither.
And you're doing too much with the pocket square. Don't do that. That's for experts. You used to play this ball. You can get away with that.
CP, the franchise signature look, Max.
I see.
Signature look.
I see.
I won't charge you a consulting fee because I appreciate the airtime.
Get some new handwriting. Listen, Commissioner Adam Silver on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin responding to Nate McMillan.
Nate's a veteran coach. I mean, he knows better. I mean, he's trying to inspire his team to suggest that the league somehow would prefer some teams over others, and it's just not the case. And he knows it, and he's got a young team, and he just wants to get them going.
What do you think of the commissioner's response, CP?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Listen, the league is benefiting right now. You have both New York teams. You have both L.A. teams. You have Boston in the playoffs. Overall, I think it's going to elevate the product of the league. But Commissioner Silver is absolutely right. McMillan, he's trying to galvanize his team. He's trying to put the spotlight on the referees. The Hawks are favored in Vegas to win this series. So, you know, they're trying to play the underdog role. I understand that. But at the end of the day, they have to contend with a juggernaut New York Knicks defense led by Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett, Derrick Rose. Tibbs is going to be ready. Sunday night MSG is going to be rocking.
I'll say this. There's enormous pressure on the Knicks right now as the higher seed and the favorite to actually win a playoff series. You know, and by the way, I find it pathetic how low the standards are for the Knicks. I found this when I was a Knicks fan, I found it pathetic. I felt like the second round, like there's no moral victory in getting to the second round. Win championships. Like that's what the Lakers do. They win championships. Why do the Knicks never win a championship? They never win a championship. Never. They never really compete for one. Let's be honest.
The Lakers are built to win a championship.
Right.
The Knicks were built to keep rebuilding. They're playing with house money, Max, the lowest payroll in the league. This was David Fizdale's team that won 21 games last year. They doubled that in 72 games. They won 41 games. Top defense in the league. Top three-point percentage.
This is how dumb Knicks fans are. This is house money. CP's going to convince them they're going to double it again. We're going to win 144 games.
You always love to move the needle. Always moving the needle on us. Always moving the needle. I see the games. I see it.
Who's going to win Lakers, Suns?
I'm going Lakers in seven because I think despite the fact that AD and LeBron are banged up, everybody's banged up at this point in the season. I'm going with the experience. I'm going with the superstar power. The Suns have a high-octane offense. I understand that. Devin Booker is going to be someone that you have to contend with every game. Chris Paul, it has been the difference maker for them to get this far into the second seed, and he's going to be a nice outlet for Booker when he doesn't have it going to playmake. But who's going to guard LeBron? Who's going to guard AD? I understand Mikal Bridges is a top 3-and-D player. He's definitely emerged on the scene. Cam Johnson playing well as well. You have Jay Crowder, who had a nice season in the bubble. He will be relied on to play defense for Phoenix. But who's really going to stop LeBron and AD when they get going? We saw that against the Warriors in the playing game. First half, they didn't have it going. Second half, they got it cooking. And the Lakers, it was a close finish, but the Lakers looked much better when LeBron and AD started attacking, and it made the job easier for the supporting cast. I just don't see how the Suns are going to be able to slow these two guys down.
Now, CP, I agree with you. I think I like the Lakers in seven in a very tough series. I just want you to notice that Lakers fans don't beat their chest for getting knocked out in the second round, maybe, or hopefully. Lakers fans are like, it'll wake us up when we got a three-peat. They don't even care about one. The only reason a Lakers fan cares about a championship is you can't repeat before you get the first one. Knicks fans are like, yo, you think we can win a playoff series this year? Oh, my God. New York, get out of here with that.
Listen, the jubilation is acceptable, Max. This is our first playoff series in 8 years. House money. House money. We were not expected to be here. 41 wins in the season, the fourth seed in the East. Come on, man. You got to give some credit where credit is due. Thibodeau has these guys clicking on all cylinders. You now have Thibodeau as Coach of the Year candidate, Derrick Rose, Sixth Man of the Year candidate, and Julius Randle as Most Improved Player candidate. What more do you want?
You better beat the Hawks. That's all I'm saying.
What more do you want?
CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, championship. CP the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, championship? No one's ever won a championship. What are you talking
about?
In due time, Max. Championships don't even actually exist.
In due time.
Thank you, CP. I'll talk to you next week. CP the franchise.
Have a good
CEO,
weekend.
CEO Knicks Fan TV. The Max.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply.
Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.